Please do take a seat. And good morning again. It really is autumn, isn't there? There was frost on my car this morning. It's getting cold. We're going to have a bit of a look at that passage and the one in Genesis. But before we do that, let's just pray, shall we? Father God, we thank you that you have made us, that you've made us to be fruitful for you wherever we are. We just pray that you would help us as we look at what fruitfulness is, and as we work, that we might do good work for you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're in the middle of a series. It's entitled Fruitfulness on the Front Line, if you didn't know. And we thank God for this, for the harvest, for the gifts, for his gifts to us, which we so often take for granted, don't we? We just go down to Waitrose or Morrison's and we just buy it. Taken for granted. As Christians, we're called to live lives which are also fruitful. Fruitful wherever we are, on our front lines. The front line, do you remember, is where our Christian lives touch our ordinary lives, in a sense, our working lives, wherever that might be. Where we meet non-Christians. And we've been exploring where our front lines are. Where are yours? In our last session a couple of weeks ago now, we were looking at the fruit of the Spirit, looking at modelling godly character on our front line, wherever we are, trying to demonstrate that fruit of the Spirit and live that out in our lives. Walking by the Spirit, Paul calls it, doesn't he? God's Spirit given to us, living in our hearts, and bearing fruit in our lives. So, over the last couple of weeks, have you had a chance to make a little bit of a difference? Perhaps demonstrating a little bit more patience. Patient fruit. Or a bit more joy. Do you remember George, when we watched George, the mechanic? His infectious joy just made you want to smile, didn't he? Well, he did me. This morning we're looking at making good work. What we do, work done, done well, wherever we are on our front lines. We all work. Maybe not paid anymore, but we all work. And we need to work. It's what we're made for. You know, the stats for retirement are quite interesting. Apparently in retirement, it increases your risk of depression by 40%. And yet when you're working, the aim of retirement is that somehow that kind of nirvana or whatever you want to call it. And then it comes. And there's only so many rounds of golf you can play. There's only so many holidays you can go on before it just gets a little bit boring. But in the Genesis reading, we read that we're made to work. We all need to do something, and that something should be purposeful, productive, and fruitful. And as Christians, it should be done for God. And in Genesis, we're told we're created creatures, having a creator, being created in his likeness, the likeness of God, and then to go out and subdue the earth in that likeness. You know, not throwing our weight around and exploiting the world, exploiting people, but rather as we bear God's image, conducting ourselves in love, mercy and grace in God's world. And what's more is that work is part of God's blessing. Whatever that work is, whether, you know, you're a CEO of some big company, or whether you're getting organised to serve the tea after the service, whether you're helping at the toddler group or caring for the grandkids or supporting your children with childcare or our elderly parents or saving lives in A&E as a doctor. It's all work. And those of us who are retired might struggle to see how we can still make good work when we're no longer in paid employment. But I see it all the time as people serve at the retired lunch, as people serve visiting folk who are struggling, as people volunteer out in the community, the giving of their time, their skills, lovingly serving the community they live in. They're examples of good work. Good work done well for God. Caring for that elderly neighbour, supporting the children, your children, being faithful in church. And for those in paid work, well, often it doesn't feel like good work, does it? Sometimes it feels more like a battle zone. It seems to have a life of its own. It takes over and we struggle with it. Much more like Genesis chapter 3 with the thorns and the thistles and the sweat and the toil. Not a lot of pleasure or enjoyment. But as we patiently support that objectionable boss, or as we try and hit those new targets again for the year, which are even higher than the year before because we did so well the year before, we're doing good work. Of course, we don't always get it right. But as we hand over our work to God, he will enable us to do good work in demanding jobs. And even in retirement, life is not always straightforward or easy, is it? It can be utter boredom with nothing to do, or it can be crazy busy. Can we still be fruitful and fulfilled? So biblically, work isn't what we just get paid to do. It's bigger than that. And what's important is that we need to understand that God is actually interested in all our daily tasks. Even though we might think, oh, well, it's way too busy to be bothered about me and about my trivial things in life. Not at all. He is. And that should transform our view of what we do day by day. God is interested in what you do and what I do. And the key is that we're Christians and we're a new creation. We're called to work differently. The reading in Colossians that we've just had says, whatever your task, put yourselves into it as done for the Lord, not for your masters, since you know that from the Lord you will receive an inheritance as your reward. You serve the Lord Christ. So whatever we do, all of it, from waking to bedtime, from walking down the high street to the shops, from chairing that crucial meeting, from washing the pots to whatever else we might do, all done as if serving Jesus. Now surely that must change my view of what I'm doing. Surely it must. It really matters. It really does make a difference. And it makes a difference for those we work with and those we work for. So if our work matters, what we do day by day matters to God, then clearly we matter to God too. So what does good work look like on your front line? Are we ever tempted to give less than our best? And of course, as Christians, you know, we don't have a monopoly on good work. There's plenty of good people out there who are working well, who never give God a second thought. But as Christians, we're called not only to do good work, but to do godly work. And often they're the same. Doing the best we can without cutting corners. But also it's doing the best we can and doing it for God. And doing it for his glory and in his strength, whatever it is. So doing our best, best for God, best for his glory, in his strength. Because people will notice. And hopefully God will get the glory. So the result of our good work should be the praise of our Heavenly Father. In Matthew it says, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and say, oh, isn't Andy a great chap? No. So they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. So when we do good work, isn't God great? Should be the response. Now that's evangelism in our actions, isn't it? They will notice. People will notice. And so the way we behave, the way we go about our everyday tasks, proclaims that Jesus is our Lord and people will glorify God. And it might be the starting point of a conversation. Good work, done well, our deeds are part of the good news. So when we view what we do through that lens, how might it change the way we see and do our everyday tasks? And when we're doing work for God, it's also probably a good idea to ask him for some help in doing it. And so do we pray ahead? Do we pray for the day ahead? Do we lay it before the Lord at the start of the day? Do I? Do we pray for its challenges, its opportunities, for his strength to do good work for him? That he will be glorified in what we do. And the key thing to remember is that godly work is done for God's glory, yes. But it's also done in God's strength. We're back in John 15, do you remember? I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And often, strangely, seeking God's strength and help for the day ahead is almost easier when our backs are up against the wall. When we face real difficulties, we call out, help me today, Lord, I can't get through, please help me. But what about those relatively mundane activities and tasks that we do? Do we seek God's help in them? Or do we think, well, you know, I'm okay, I'm managing fine, thanks. And what could happen when we consciously invite God into those tasks? All of them. The tough ones and the easy ones. Might we just do them a little bit better? Might people just see God in us a little bit more? So this week, let's really try and put all this together, shall we, on our front lines. Walking by the Spirit, demonstrating that fruit on our front lines, and doing good work and godly work for God in His strength, so that others might see that good work and give glory to our Father in heaven. Amen.